This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. More than 244,000 deaths have been recorded as a result of the COVID-19 virus worldwide, and the number of confirmed infections approaches 3.5 million. In the United States, more than 67,000 people have died, and the number of people infected is less than a third of the worldwide figure. In the U.S., the highest rate of coronavirus cases of any county of the U.S. West Coast is in Washington State's Yakima County. As of Friday, Yakima County had 1,128 positive cases. That is a rate of 455 cases per 100,000 residents. Health experts point to a large number of essential workers, cases of long-term care facilities, and agricultural workforce living and working in close quarters as the causes. Yakima County is 140 miles southeast of Seattle, Washington, which also had a relatively high number of deaths from coronavirus. Hundreds opposed to Oregon's stay-at-home order demonstrated at the state capitol as health officials announced dozens more cases and five additional deaths from COVID-19. Most of the protesters did not wear face masks but waved American flags and Trump campaign signs in the rain. The chairman of a city planning commission in Northern California has been ousted after suggesting on social media that sick, old, and homeless people should be left to meet their natural course in nature during the coronavirus pandemic. Investor Warren Buffett does not know how the economy will recover from the coronavirus outbreak shutdown, but he does remain optimistic in the long-term future of the United States. He said Saturday at Berkshire Hathaway's online annual meeting that there's no way to predict the economic future right now because the possibilities are too varied. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.